Welcome to your new day.
This is Early Breakfast with Africa Milani.
Falani Dubo, political analyst at Zubera Institute for Research and Development, joining me on the line now. Molo Budi, and welcome to the show.
Let me humble myself to you as well as to the listeners.
How complicit is the African National Congress in as far as the violence and the rioting that we have been reporting it on for the better part of the last week now?
I think ANC is the violence, you know, and it might be very difficult to answer the question because it is the violence. And if it is not the violence, it is the agents of violence in our country, you know. And I don't think that ANC will be capable of doing anything positive, of doing anything that will simply resonate well with the interest of the future generation. Because currently, as South Africans, where we find ourselves in this hellhole, it is the result of the ANC. And so expecting the ANC to provide a solution to escape this hellhole, I think is a utopian thinking. They will never be able, and they are not even capable of providing any positive solution for the citizens of this country.
One could argue, Kolani, that the reason why we're seeing the amount of looting and violence is because there is an internal contestation within the African National Congress with those reformists who want to see a progressive ANC that will deliver the promise of the constitution to the electorate, right? Because there is that ultimate concern, ultimately, that they want to continue to be in government as far for as long as the people of South Africa entrust them with that responsibility and that privilege. That's on the one side, and then the other, those who gained and managed to amass quite a number of wealth over the patronage system that was, I suppose, solidified by the former president Jacob Zuma. It wasn't started by him, it was there before then, but it really, really entrenched itself under the leadership of former president Jacob Zuma. Are you able to then say that the ANC is the violence still when, if one accepts this internal contestation, there's still an element of the ANC that that is wanting to realize the right thing by the people of this country?
Look, you know, let's go straight to the heart. You know, I think what happened in our country in 1994 and by the so-called the ruling class to ordain the ANC or to anoint the ANC as the administrative of the South African natives was really, I think, a very dangerous thing. It was the way, it was a Molotov for what South Africa might not be. And today, we can see it very well that whether it is JVET, Thabo Mbeki and everything, this is a collective endeavor of the ANC leadership to burn this country. Why I'm saying that? The way given opportunity for the past 27 years to rescue or else to bring back humanity or a human dignity to the South African natives for the past 27 years. But as them, they never opted to respect that mission that people fought for many years in this country collectively, because you have to understand that to fight for the black dignity in this country or for the natives' dignity in this country was not only an endeavor of the natives alone, but it was a collective effort. They failed. They failed these guys to respond to that particular mission. And what happened in the communities, ANC abused that the constitution was banned by the ANC. The constitution was torn apart by the ANC. And the ANC turned the natives into something not human. And the range was promoted by the ANC. Today, the range that you see in the township, the range that you see in the spaces of the condemned in our country, was the creation or is the creation of the ANC. And so they immortalize range, they immortalize bitterness, they immortalize insanity in our society. And we can't talk about constitution after I've mentioned all these things. And so I am saying the beauty of this country, the people who made it sure that the next generation must not see it, is the ANC. And so constitutionality, the common law, the rule of law, the people who really guillotine it is the ANC. And so there is nothing positive, to be quite honest, that we can give it to the ANC. Statistics is out there. We see it daily how they have betrayed the historical cause and the mission of the South African natives, as well as other races group who were willing to lay their lives for our freedom. And so we can't really at this stage and talk about anything positive, anything in our country that we see today is the result of the ANC. And so there is nothing at all, to be quite honest, that you have to expect positively from the ANC. The only thing that you have to do as South Africans is to rescue ourselves from the ANC. And when we rescue ourselves, or while we rescue ourselves, we must not bring any object or anything that is related to the ANC. Because once you do that, we are not going to move forward. And not only the ANC, of all these political organizations. And so I think that there is an opportunity of hope for us as South Africans to move forward. Why I'm saying there is an opportunity of hope? When you go to suburbs around KZN, I've done it yesterday, you find snakes of queues to shops, to garages, I mean to petrol station. And in those queues, you find a white person, you find a black person, you find a colored person, you find an Indian person, patiently waiting to be serviced. And so there is no hatred that we are hearing to say there is a Russia, there is a race war, there is this and that. It might be there. But those queues that we witness in KwaZulu-Natal, I can assure you, is a window of opportunity that we can use it, that we can meet, using it to interweave or to meet our society back to what we have been. But when we do that, it can be led. That process.
All right. Xolani, let's hold it there. Thank you very much indeed for your reflections this morning. Xolani Dube is the political analyst at Zubera Institute for Research and Development. As always, we ask you the same question. How complicit do you think the ANC is in the violence that we've been reporting for the last 7 days?